Yeah, and talking to people from out of town or people who might not know about what Levitamp is or what's going on here in Jacksonville, it really is impressive that we have this, because you look at the other cities on the list, the other 24 or some odd cities, they're all big towns. They're cities. I mean, they are. It's, you know, Santa Fe, New Mexico, and towns like that. And we really are lucky to have one, the community here in Jacksonville to put it together and get that voting to where we get this back again this year. But two, just the support of the music community and the music scene here in Jacksonville, that, you know, I think it's kind of one of the hidden gems of Jacksonville, really. You know, I've been talking the last few weeks with people, and it really is a hidden gem that we have this music scene here in Jacksonville. And I just want to get your thoughts on that. You know, what do you think about, you know, we have so many great local bands and so much talent here in town. Just how awesome is that?
Well, it's very awesome. I mean, I went to college in Champaign, and it's a very musical town also. But, you know, when you think about putting together a job, I mean, you know, there's enough people that you know in town here that you can just call a few people and put together a band to do a job, because there's so many, and they come together and they've all played together at different times. So it's very familiar, you know. You might play in church with some of these people, or you might had played in different bands, you know, 20 years ago, or you might have done some recording with some. It's just a great atmosphere.
It really, and that's what I just find it, you know, incredible that, you know, a lot of towns wouldn't have enough local talent to fill up, what is it, 15 weeks or something like that of music. 15 weeks or however many weeks it is of a concert series, to have that much local talent that we can have an opener at each and every one of those. And it's just awesome. You know, thinking about also the other music, you know, not music series, but other concerts in the area. You guys are playing at Don's after the show this weekend as well?
That's right. We'll be playing there 9 to 12 for the after party for the 11-amp series.
Yeah, and I really like that they've added that in this year with Smash Tag played at Firewater after the first week. It's really cool that we can get these bands to open for the quote-unquote national act or whatever it is. And then you still got the energy to play afterwards, too. I'm sure it's a little bit difficult to play a full set or a set and then go out and go to do a second set afterwards, too.
We typically play a three-hour set, you know. Years ago, it was pretty common to do 4 hours. 3 hours seems to work, you know, better now. The local support, the bar owners uptown have really got on board and supported this program for the after parties, and I think that's a great thing too.
Yeah, absolutely, and excited to see you guys. What else do you guys got going on? As you talked a little bit about having a couple more outdoor gigs booked, what else does Poor Farm Road have going on after the music series?
We'll be at Ridgeview Winery in August. We're doing a lawn party for the Strawn Art Gallery in August also. In September, we'll be doing, of course, Crazy Horse. Arnsville Burgue on Friday night, Planet AJ's after that. And then we have another Hill Prairie Winery in October. So, you know, throughout the summer, you know, there's a lot of things going on for scheduling and things, but we're always willing to look at a date if somebody wants us to play.
Yeah, summer just seems like the time for open air and music and people being out and enjoying music, and I love to see it here in town, and I love to see that it's being supported, too. So, Mike, do you have any Facebook, you said Facebook, website, anything like that where people can reach you at, or if they want to book you, or if they want to find out more about Poor Farm Road, where can they go to?
Our Facebook page is called Poor Farm Road. You can send a message there, and we'll respond fairly quickly to that, and then we can make contact from there. All of our events that we're currently booked are on there. There's a couple of homemade videos on there that people have taken with their phones and stuff at some venues that we've been at. And any comments or pictures that people want to forward to us, we'd be glad to put on there. And we're just having fun and taking it easy, and appreciate everybody's support.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for stopping in today and taking the time to come here to the studio. He's the first guest who's actually made it out to the studio. I've had to be on the phone with everybody else, but it's nice to see a face and talk to somebody, too. Thank you so much for joining us today, and can't wait to see you this weekend on Friday, 6 o'clock?
6 to 6:45, yeah.
6 to 6:45, you can catch them. They'll be opening up for Waterloo Revival. And you can also, right afterwards at Don's Place, head on over just from the square, just a hop, skip, and a jump away. You can go see him once again at 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock, yeah.
From 9 to 12 afterwards at Don's Place. Thanks, Mike, for joining me once again. And go out and see Poor Farm Road and Waterloo Revival this weekend at the Levitt Amp Jacksonville Music Series. We'll be right back here on News Radio 1180 WLDF Jacksonville.